the duties and the regimen, it's not that, the discipline, and the, we have a lot of self-denial in little ways because of the discipline that we have to uphold with Baba. So he would take us, for instance, wherever we went to the zoo. One of the things was zoo, or a museum, or a cinema, what you call movie theater once in a while, but a zoo we would go. You asked because did Baba do his work? But once I remember somebody said that there was no room. I need not come, Baba. It's all right. We need not come. It was Rano and Kitty. And Baba turned around to them and said, do you think I'm doing this for your pleasure? I'm doing it for my work. Get inside.
This was to the zoo? Was,
no, to Rano. Oh. To Rano or Kitty.
Get inside to go to the zoo?
Yeah, to go to the zoo. Anyway, here we would be in the zoo, and Baba just walking past all the cages of the animals to the right and to the left. And the Mysore Zoo was one of the biggest and most beautiful zoos we had seen. So, you could see that it wasn't only just for us, because we would extract enjoyment out of anything simple and little, you know. With Baba it was like that. You didn't have to have something big to make you happy. You can just take the simplest things and there would be sap in it, juice in it, because of Baba's company, because of Baba's love. So here we would be looking at this, ooh, look at this peacock, white peacock, ooh, look at that giraffe, look at that, and you know, and we're quite a group, you know, all women. And Baba, as usual, is going with speed, but you don't feel that Baba's walking fast, you know, but Baba's here as if he's gliding, you know. I mean, the grace and the majesty of Baba's walk. He was here, and before you know, he's going fast. And then he turns around and says, hurry up, laggards, come on, what's the matter? So we start trotting in order to make up. But we got to see everything. And we pass the word on to the ones trotting behind you, over your shoulder, don't fail to look to the right, Margaret, there's a big hippopotamus there. Katie, look to the left, there's that, you know. So it wasn't for an enjoyment of just to, you know. Baba was giving up himself, all the creatures, you know, all these animals were being blessed. And through them, all the animal world was being blessed. Baba would use a small dimension, like an architect uses a model, which would then become universal. So through that little, Baba was reaching out to all, like through a few of us, Baba reaches out to all. So these animals were special, and that Baba's visit to the zoo was special. Baba's visiting, or each pet that he kept, and with so much love and care given to each pet, it was incredible. So this was. So then my mother was with us at that time when we went through the zoo. Faster, said Baba, hurry up, come on. And so my mother very quietly remarks afterwards, well, Merok, she said, I thought you were taking us for an outing to the zoo. You didn't say anything about a horse race. Baba chuckled.